Hey, I recorded yesterday, but I just didn't upload it. I can't understand why I didn't, but I didn't. So I scrapped it and kept my little short story. But I can say probably I was super not in the mood. Slowly my back's not feeling the greatest, so it's not like I was doing anything weird or dumb, but it is just super low energy. I was really early in the morning. I had left work early. I felt a little bit better today compared to yesterday, but yeah, when I got home, I was was mostly just trying to decompress, and went to bed, I think around, I think it was like 8:30 or something like that, and I slept or tried to sleep all day. I did get up a couple times. Kids woke me up and whatnot, but. But yeah, I felt a little bit better last night, and obviously I stayed till the end of the shift, but I know that, you know, I just got to keep working at it. Unfortunately, I can't really do much about what happens as long as I'm trying to do things, you know, correctly, or at least close to what I can do. It's like lifting things with my back not feeling well. Like I have to position myself in different ways, and it doesn't look the greatest, and trust me, it doesn't feel great, but gotta do it, right? Gotta work through things, gotta put things in perspective and just hustle along. And now I can't say that it's the, I don't want to say greatest because that's not even a good word, but ideal thing to go through every single day. But, you know, a lot of people go through it, whether it, you know, it's shoulder, back, whatever it is. A lot of people go through it, so you find ways to compensate, right? You find ways to hopefully alleviate some stress, pressure, pain, whatever you want to call it, by, you know, just learning your body. Like me, it doesn't always work, but, you know, sometimes, you know, picking my leg up, taking the stress off, leaning a different way, but just changing my body posture to add a little bit more weight on one side. Now, kind of a downside to all of that, since my back is hurting, is that my other side of my body is going to be a little bit more sore. My hips are sore. It's not the ideal thing. So, hopefully, I'm able to just get to bed soon, and nothing comes up. That's one thing I don't think a lot of people take advantage of when they're young. As they grow older, it's more of like, I can sustain this, you know, this type of fast-paced living and not much upkeep and stuff like that. And then when you hit a brick wall, or it becomes a little bit challenging, and you gotta reassess things, and you gotta change the way you live. I guess for some people it might be more abrupt or slowly eased into it, but I know for the most part, for me, when it happened that I had to pretty much change everything, it was it was when I got the CPAP machine and had to wear a mask whole time and sleeping with it. It's for me in the beginning, it was, I don't want to say maybe claustrophobic, but just mostly scared that I'm having something attached to me while I'm sleeping all night long. I know it's been a while now. I don't know how many years, 8 years, something like that. So I'm more used to it now because I do have to use it every single day. I do have to, you know, take care of my body a little bit more because, you know, sleep is probably the, I guess, top three things that I do. I know it sounds kind of selfish, and it kind of is, but to try to alleviate, try to get better and everything else is I take advantage of the sleep if I can, or even just the rest. The rest alone, laying down, even though I might be tossing and turning, the rest alone still helps alleviate any pain, stress, and stuff like that. And you know, sometimes even when I'm not able to, you know, get the sleep that I want to, that's cool too, because as when you go to work, as most people would know, you get a lot of time to think, right? Unless you're talking to someone or people all day long and nonstop, most of the time it's just you thinking, right? About your job, about, you know, things going on at home, what you want to do in life. Like, there's always time and always your space inside your head at any given moment, you know, throughout the day, because, you know, you got to have that you time. And the cool thing about having that you time is you're able to contemplate life, contemplate what you're doing right now. There's a lot of things to contemplate, but a lot of it is hopefully great actions and avenues towards what you want to spawn into being as you get older or more mature or whatever. I hope for me, myself, that I'm able to, you know, do this a little bit more, I guess, a little bit better quality, being able to take the time, being able to think things through. Like right now, everything is pretty much always spontaneous, which I guess in a sense, it's great, it's genuine, but it's not the crowd for everyone, unfortunately, because a lot of people like that, and that's cool. I watch it too. I mean, I don't sit there and watch YouTube all day long. I mean, I like watching Netflix. I watch anime a lot. I mean, but I think for me, going this route, doing what I've been doing, I think it shows a lot of my progress from where I started in life till now, at least. And even though it's not been very long, I know I've learned quite a bit, not just ways to make videos and things that I can present to an audience. It's just more of the freedom. Like, I don't, even if people make comments, even if people say things, doesn't really bother me. Nothing has ever really bothered me. But, you know, like, I take everything in perspective. And that's the cool thing about doing these videos, too, is that I get to present it that way. Because it's the way I live. It's the way I go through life. Not everyone goes through it that way and or think through it like that. But my peace of mind comes with knowing that the things that I have been doing, the way I try to live, my kids respond that way, and they are who they are because of the way that, you know, they've grown up, and that makes me happy because I know that they're going to be great people, and they're going to, you know, influence others to do the same, hopefully. So, anyways. Have a great day.